You know, I remember a few years ago, some funny things used to happen to me. About 1956, 57. At that time, there was no blues scene or not really any kind of scene in London. I used to go out and play my guitar in the streets and sing things with a passing the hat round. I remember one particular night, I was playing my guitar in a little alleyway just off of Water Street in Soho, and I got busted by the police. And this policeman came up and dragged me and my guitar and my hat full of pennies off to the police station. Anyway, the next day, I had to appear in Marlborough Street Police Court. And it was quite a day. Police officer giving his evidence. I was proceeding in a southerly direction, my lord, when I heard strange sounds coming from a Wardour Place, my lord. A sort of boogie-woogie music was being played. On further investigation, I saw the defendant standing there with a guitar and an old hat on the floor, collecting pennies. Well, I decided that he was contravening a breach of the peace there, as there was a traffic jam about 5 miles long down Wardour Street, wondering what all the fuss was about. So then I arrested the defendant. Just one moment, officer. What is this boogie-woogie music you were talking about? Oh, well, my lord, said the officer, getting out his notebook, obviously been doing up his homework. It's a kind of jazz rhythm music peculiar to the American Negro. Oh, what was the defendant doing playing this kind of music there in Wardour Street? Anyway, I got off with a caution. A year's conditional discharge. But I'll always remember that policeman and his boogie-woogie. So don't try to lay no boogie-woogie on the king of rock and roll.
Thank you. too late 45, but your head's in 53. You got what it takes, keep the heads a spinning down by the old red shack. But you come on just like a fool, grinning in the back of a red Cadillac. You can't come across the Ottsville Bridge until you pay the toll. So don't try to make no boogie woogie. I'm the king of rock and roll. Lights out.
Hey, this is Andy Powell of Wishbone Ash. You're listening to Courts in Session with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Turn up that radio.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO, Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, and the latest, newest, coolest member of the Quartz in Session family, STNRadio.com. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Quartz in Session. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for the great request. I'm getting some killer requests tonight. You're making me work hard back in the library trying to dig out some of these tunes. You just heard the latest new music from classic artists. That's what we're about here. When You Were My Baby, Rick Emmett from Triumph with his band Res 9. Great, great, great tune. Before that, Wishbone Ash from the New England album. Track was Runaway. Terrific request. I'm going to tip my hat to Mike in Oakland. Long John Baldry, don't try to lay no boogie woogie on the king of rock and roll. No boogie woogie here. Great request, Mike. Thanks a lot. And we open it up with new live Rolling Stones. You know, they're on tour in Europe. Mick had COVID, got over it quick. Missed a couple dates. They were back on the road, and left and right, they are releasing live albums from the archives. They just released their live in Macombo in Toronto live album. Gosh, just like 4 weeks ago, and they already got a new one out. It's called Licked in New York City, and that was the single they released on that tour, Don't Stop. Pretty cool hearing that live. Pretty cool hearing the Rolling Stones live all the time, especially when it's in 2022, wouldn't you say? World's greatest rock and roll band for a reason. So this hour of Quartz in Session is brought to you by SPAC Brothers Pizza. Our friends there join you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. SPAC Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. SPAC Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. SPAC Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering on www.spacbrothers.com and you'll receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. That's 412-362-SPAK or spakbrothers.com. SPAC Brothers Pizza, our sponsor for this hour of Quartz in Session. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, You can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. I just can't get enough of that instrumental. Moonshine Sonata going back to 1972 with Black Oak, Arkansas. So I got a call from somebody that couldn't make a show tonight, and man, it's a good one. Got three bands with Pittsburgh artists in them, talking about The Claws, Pittsburgh's Own The Cheats, and Royal Honey, all playing at Kativo tonight. So let's play some Pittsburgh rock and roll. Let's play a track from each of those great bands and new music at that. Let's start off with The Claws. This is Highway Sermon.
Sometimes Let's try.
That's the Magical Mystery Tour. We all know that song, but that is from the 70s, early 80s soft rock band Ambrosia. Pretty excellent cover of that song, I'd say, from the movie soundtrack All This and World War II. That soundtrack actually was a big hit in England, with a lot of influence and reference to John Lennon. Did nothing here in the States, and the album went nowhere, but some real good music on that soundtrack, like you just heard. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and we had some Pittsburgh rock and roll, a triple shot of Pittsburgh rock and roll before the Ambrosia, talking about Royal Honey with Cut and Run, Pittsburgh's own The Cheats with Rock and Roll Love Letter, and The Claws with Highway Sermon. Got Pittsburgh artists in both The Claws and Royal Honey. Good stuff. Got to support our Pittsburgh bands out there who are playing some great, great music. You know, last week we gave away a pair of tickets to the 30-year reunion for the live show for Pittsburgh's own Eviction. Pittsburgh's The Cheats lead singer Todd Porter was, of course, the lead singer of Eviction. And what a great show. I had a fantastic time. Great time. Saw a lot of good friends. And really, really cool to see Eviction. So much great Pittsburgh music out there. All you got to do is go to our concert calendar at WRCT.org. Go to our radio calendar. Go to our concert calendar. And you'll see dates of upcoming shows and events going on in the greater Pittsburgh area. All you need to know right on WRCT.org, including write-ups about great shows here at the station, like my buddy Joe Tweel, Joe's Garage. He's back on the air after a long hiatus due to the pandemic. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m., turn on, tune in, drop out with the best of psychedelic punk and rock on Joe's Garage. Great show, great to have him back at the station. Brothers in arms we are, playing rock and roll for you and having a great time doing it. Check out his show Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. So this next song's a request going out to Bill in Zelianople. He's hiking with his dog. It's getting dark. He's listening to WRCT.org on his iPhone. And he called in. He wanted to hear something from the latest Al Harlow album. And this album's been on and off our charts. You know, sometimes when an album does really well, it pops up on our top 10 list on WRCT.org. And if it does really well, it might hang out a few weeks. Well, this album has been on, it's done really well, falls off, new single comes on, it pops right back on the charts. I wouldn't be surprised if it was back on next week. This is a great ballad that Al Harlow recorded previously 40 years ago with his band Prism, released it 25 years ago, and now a new version on his solo album Now. Like this a lot, and so does Bill in Zelianople. This is Lonely Town.
Gone. You think that something's happening, and it's bigger than your life, but it's only what you're hearing. When the morning light has come, will the songs be playing on?
Above, and all I feel is love in this dream. Sand, water, the earth beneath my feet, I feel complete. I wake to darkness, remembering the fear I'm really here. So far away, lost, helpless, with words I'd never say until this day. Yeah, yeah, all I get is radio silence, so lonely, no communication. Radio silence, anybody? Can you?
Motorcycle mama, won't you lay your big spike down? Motorcycle mama, won't you lay your big spike down? I always get in trouble when you bring it around. Motorcycle mama, won't you lay it down?
Motorcycle mama, won't you lay your big spike down? I don't even know what that means, but I know I like it. Neil Young going back to 1978 From his laid-back country rock album, Comes a Time. And you know, somebody else here at the station that likes to throw a lot of country into his set, it always kind of surprises me because he plays so much indie rock, but he makes country work with his show. Talking about the Mockster on Viva La Mock Friday nights. Even in the description on his website here at the station, WRCT.org, he says country, indie, power pop, and punk. And of course, we're talking about that little kid you protected in high school because you felt so bad that everybody was picking on him. Well, he had the last word for the least the last 22 years on the radio here in WRCT. Because Friday nights, he's got Viva La Mock starting at 9, going to 1 a.m. in the morning. And if you've never checked out his show, let me tell you what he does. At midnight, via his namesake, he plays a mock. What does that mean? Well, what he does is he takes an artist and finds a whole lot of other artists that have played songs by that artist. Songs mocking that artist. His mock at midnight is something you're always looking forward to when you listen to that show. And he throws his country in there. Great show, Friday nights at 9, encore presentation. If you got to get to bed early Friday night because of work Saturday, well, you can check it out Tuesday afternoons at 2 right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Viva La Mock. So in that set of music, you also heard the latest live release from Styx. It was a record store day release last year, and that was their live version of Radio Silence. I love that track. Before that, Kansas, and coincidentally heard the Mockster play that very song, Play the Game, on his show last week. Such a great track, haven't heard it in so long, had to play it myself. Start off with a request for Bill and Zillionople with the latest from Al Harlow with Lonely Town. And you know, I've been saying this last several weeks talking about Al Harlow singing, but how that guy hits those high notes at the age he's at, he looks good, he sounds tremendous. Must be something in that clean water up in Canada, keeping those pipes like that. Lonely Town, new from Al Harlow. So thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks for the great request tonight. I am having an absolute blast. And for those of you calling in, just keep being patient. I will get to those phone lines. Hang in there. I will get your request. 412-268-9728 is the number to call. So this is a request from last week that I didn't get to. It's a deep cut by my choosing. Caller wanted to hear some 38 Special. Well, you know, in the early 90s, late 80s through the early 90s, Donnie Barnes left 38 Special and was replaced by a man named Max Groenthal, better known as Max Carl, who these days fronts Grand Funk Railroad. I'll tell you what, he is a terrific singer and a fantastic frontman. Well, this came out in the early 90s. This is You Really Got Me, 38 Special.
The cute voice, the John Lodge of the Moody Blues, and you're listening to my rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT, Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Please welcome from Yes, John Davison.
Just what the truth is. thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be.